Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Beis Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to be starting and Mirtz Hashem completing Simin Tov Mem Aleph. The Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph, and he says, Eino Yehudi, a non-Jewish person, Shehuva Yisrael, that lent money to a Jewish person, U'mishkano al-chametzo, U'mishkano biyodo. And the collateral in this situation was the chametz of the Jewish person, and the non-Jewish person took possession of this chametz in his hand. Now, what was the deal? Let's say the non-Jewish person lent him $100, and he said as follows, Amalei, may achshav yehi shalcha, this chametz will belong to you from right now, this is before Pesach, if I do not pay back the loan. In lo efra lecha lizman ploni, if I don't pay back the loan by a certain date, we'll see in a moment, even if that date's during Pesach, and even if it's after Pesach, it doesn't make any difference. Reuven tells this non-Jewish person, if I do not pay you back the loan, this $100 that I owe you, this chametz, which is right now the non-Jewish person doesn't own, but the Jewish person says, you will be considered as owning this chametz from now, from before Pesach, if I do not pay you back. And then, vihigia hazman velopro, and then that time that was designated has arrived, and the Jewish person has not paid back the $100 to the non-Jewish person, then all that chametz is retroactively considered to have been in the possession of the non-Jewish person from before Pesach and mutter, and it doesn't have any status of being chametz she'ovel as a Pesach. And this is true, afil lo higia hazman shekova ad achar Pesach. This is true even though all during the holiday of Pesach, the due date for the loan hadn't yet come through, and so one could argue that all of this time it was really in the possession of the Jewish person, and it's chametz she'ovel as a Pesach. He didn't do bir on it, he didn't do bittel on it, he didn't sell it. So you might have thought that this would be chametz she'ovel as a Pesach, but the bottom line is, the kishehigia hazman velo piro, since when the due date after Pesach came, let's say it was the 25th day of the month of Nisan, so it's after Pesach, and the due date arrived, and the Jewish person hadn't paid back the $100, velo piro, so nikno lo lemafreya, in retrospect, retroactively, the chametz actually belonged to the Jew from Yud Beis Nisan, from the day of the loan, which was before Pesach, and therefore, the chametz halachically is considered and viewed, v'havilei chametzo shel eino Yehudi, the chametz is considered to have belonged to the non-Jewish person all during the Pesach, because retroactively it was his, and therefore this isn't considered a problem of chametz she'ovel as a Pesach, and there is no problem over here of the Jewish person having been considered owning it during Pesach. Now that was quite a bit. There's a lot of details that we have to go in through in the Mishnah Berurah over here. Let's now see this inside. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph tells us, Rotzalomar, the case is as follows, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Amar Lei, the Jewish person tells the non-Jewish person that if I don't pay you back, kinei l'chomei achshav im v'chulei, if I don't pay you back, then in retrospect, retroactively, we look at it as if this chametz belongs to you from before Pesach. And velo b'toras shibud l'mashkum b'yama. And it's not just that this is a collateral that you can now use to force me to pay you back. No, this collateral, this chametz, actually retroactively belongs to you from this point in time. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains the case over here, and that's why it's not considered chametz shavu l'avos Pesach. Now, Sivkot and Beis, the time to pay back came, and he didn't pay him back. So it's considered and viewed as if it belongs to the non-Jewish person. The reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vatan, the kivan diagia hazman velo pro, because the time came for the loan to be due, let's say again in my example, the 25th day of Nisan, after Pesach, the loan is due. In retrospect, nikna lo lemafreya. In my example, where the loan took place on Yud Beis Nisan before Pesach, so at that moment in time, we halachically say the guy actually began to own that chametz. V'havilei chamso shel akum she'ovel as a Pesach, and now this chametz is considered as if it belonged to the non-Jewish person during Pesach, and therefore umuta afilu b'achila. Therefore, there's no isra on it whatsoever. Not only an isra no, but even no problem of an isra achila, and the Jewish person could then purchase it from him and eat that chametz. Ulahachi bo'inan. Therefore, we require it over here shiyom. That's why it's critical that he says from this point in retrospect it belongs to you from i.e. before Pesach. And likewise, v'gam shi'ah chametz tachas yado. And it's also, it must be that the chametz was actually physically given over to the non-Jewish person and it's no longer in the Jewish person's house. So you need both of these, me'achshav, and it has to actually be in the goy's possession. Because the imlo amalo achshav, if he didn't say this retroactively belongs to you, hare, then it would be haya Pesach ha-chametz Yisrael. Then the chametz would be considered like it was belonging to the Jew during Pesach. Elosh achakach mishagi asman ve'elach, and only in retrospect from the 25th of Nisan nikna akum. Only at that point does the akum get it, and that would then make it chametz shavu l'sa Pesach. But also afilu by nolach Yisrael, and rabbinically that would be also even in hanah for a Jewish person. And therefore, v'chein Likewise, imloya chametz tachas yado, if the chametz was not in the goy's possession, it still belonged in the Jewish person's possession, then even lo nikna lo chametz klal afilo ayde me'achshav, then just saying me'achshav wouldn't work in that scenario. Because the b'may kana, how could he actually have acquired it? Hare lo moshach etzlo, he didn't make any sort of a kinyan. The issue footnote number one and the issue footnote number two discuss in great detail exactly what type of kinyan would be acceptable over here. Is it enough to have over here kinyan mashicha, kinyan kesef? Could you use a kinyan sudar, kinyan chalipin, and all sorts of different kinyanim? Ayin in the issue footnotes one and two for more details about this. Now the Mishnah continues and he says, Omnam. Im hikno la'akum es chametz b'kinyan. But if you did make a valid kinyan with the akum, and ume achshav, and you said the word me achshav, im lo yifral isman ploni, if you didn't pay the loan back, let's say by the 25th of Nisan, then in retrospect, on Nisan 12, the chametz belonged to the akum, and you made a kinyan, so then there is the opinion of das kama achronim. In this scenario that we just described, the bazet, afilu nishar hamashkun tachas ad Yisrael mutter. Then even if the chametz was actually physically in the possession of the Jewish person, then this same halacha would apply, that is considered like chametz that belonged to the guy, in retrospect, and it's not considered chomei shavalas ha-pesach by the yid. And this is true, im hisna Yisrael shein makabel lov achriyuso shel hamashkon, because as we learned previously, in the previous simonim, that's when he assumed no responsibility for gneva and veda for this item, because if he assumed responsibility for it, then it's still considered like it belongs to the Jewish person, or at least under the domain of the Jewish person, that would make a requirement for a bittul or biur over here. But if he had no achrayis on it, there was a valid kinyan that was made, and they said the words me'achshav, then there is the das of kam achronim. You can see this in Shaar Tzion, the Sechok Yaakov, the El Yeraba, and other achronim over here, that this would be acceptable. However, he brings down, and you can see this in Osei in the Shaar Tzion, this is really the shita of the Prima Gadim based upon a Ramah and Choshen Mishpat, and you can see this in the Bir Halacha as well. Yesh Mishim Machmir Bezeh. This opinion of the Prima Gadim based upon the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat is Machmir, and the Chavetz Chaim says, look further, Ayin in the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masko, or Mishkin Obiyoda, which is on Yud Bezom and Aleph, he brings down that while many achronim are makel over here, like we brought down in the Shaar Tzion Ostalid, the Prima Gadim is machmer over here because he's choshesh for the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat that says the me'achshav lo mesalik asmachta b'li beizdin choshev, that there still is a concern over here that nobody really means this over here, and it's an asmachta, it's just a not a real valid deal unless the beizdin choshev does this over here, and if it was underneath the guy's possession and you had me'achshav, you need all of those things according to the machmer opinion of the Prima Gadim, and I in the rest of this bir halacha for further discussion of this din. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Kimmel tells us that the Mechaber says it's mutter in this situation where you had me'achshav and it belonged in the possession of the guy. Hainu, the Mishnah Berurah explains, shachometz mutter listapik menu. You're allowed to get any benefit you want from the chometz, even eating it. However, nevertheless, l'chatchila nistapku aposkim, the poskim over here question in mutter Yisrael lilvos be'ofen ze afilu belibo shalul liftoso. Whether you should actually do this, even if your intention is not to pay back the guy, you're really taking the $100 and you're selling him your chometz. But you didn't specify that. If you sold it to him, then of course it'd be no problem. But if you're planning on doing this, you shouldn't really do this l'chatchila. Why? Shekivan should be yodol liftoso be'pesach, because technically you could get it back by giving him the money in the middle of Pesach. Therefore, imkain efshar the afal pikein over a law. Therefore, we have to be concerned over here that maybe you really are over chometz shavol as a Pesach. You're over by your by your matzeh because you theoretically could have gotten your chometz back by paying back the loan. And therefore, l'chein roi l'hachmir l'vdosu kolim Pesach. Either go and pay back the loan before Pesach, or v'koshikein shemachavim b'shas halavol l'vdos achar Pesach b'vadi yoser. Certainly, if you're intending to pay it back before the due date, so then, in retrospect, it's going to have been your chametz the entire time. That certainly isn't correct. D'havilei kimatin b'yodo. This is no different. He brings down from the Taz, as if you basically put it into his hands to hold for you while you retain possession of it. And certainly, that would be chametz shavol as a Pesach. That would be over by your by your matzeh. He then adds from the Chok Yaakov, because of the Chok Yaakov, im omar b'shas biur la'akum, if at the time that you did biur, you say to the akum, shelo yivdeyu o, you have no intention of ever paying him back the loan, you're not going to pay him back the loan, he can keep the chametz, shuv einis. So then, at that point, that's like saying a real bittul over here, and then there isn't even a problem with chatchila. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dali tells us that this din that we just said applies whether the loan came due on Pesach or after Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Rotz lo, my Mechaber is telling us over here, av shebesocha Pesach, even if the loan comes due during the middle of Pesach, it's due on Yotes Nisan. Hadavar hayo besofik shem yifteu. Since there was a doubt, maybe he would, maybe he would not pay back the loan. Mikol makom ein lesor machma ze'achar haPesach. We don't make it over here that it would be usher over here. We consider it as if it were chomei shavah l'sa Pesach. We don't say that. And as long as the time of the loan being due, you didn't pay back the loan at that point, then retroactively, it was the guy's chametz. And from the wording of the mechaber, he says, even if the loan came due after Pesach, certainly, certainly if the loan came due before Pesach, and then the chametz really belongs to the guy. And if you didn't redeem it, you didn't pay back the loan, so then, and again, even here, however, you need the word that it should be me'achsho, because otherwise, then the collateral still belongs to you, and the guy has to, so to say, collect on it. Tam, the below me'achshav, if you don't use the terminology me'achshav, lo kono hanochri es mashkono, afilu hi es man shekovu lo poda. Then, when you have a collateral by somebody, they don't really own that collateral unless you said that you own it me'achshav in retrospect. Because otherwise, it's just proof, so to say, that you haven't paid back the loan. Why is he holding on to your collateral? And then he can use that to go and get his money back or go and take the money that he's owed from the collateral. But that's only at that point and on. And if you didn't actually say me'achshav, then the whole thing is really an asmacht over here. It's not a valid, full-fledged kinyan over here. It's just that, well, we're using this sort of like as if you paid back the $100. In these situations, the chametz would halachically be considered as belonging to the Jew. And in this situation, then it would halachically be considered like belonging to the Jew, and it would be considered chametz avolas ha'pesach, and it would be also be the rabbanon afilu b'hanoah. And this is the opinion of the Achronim, that they're machmer over here, that you have to say me'achshav even if the loan isn't due after Pesach, but the loan is due before Pesach. But he brings down, and the Sharet Zion Ozayin, you can see that this is the opinion of the Levush, the Ola Shabbos, the Elia Rabba seems to agree to this as well. V'yesh Makilim is there, those that are makel over here. V'yesh L'smoch Aleim Shasat Chak, and you can rely upon these more lenient opinions in the Shasat Chak, and the Sharet Zion Osches explains, because most Rishonim hold like this, and this is the opinion of the Ravid. The issue footnote number 6 he brings down, and the reasoning is because Ein Asmachta L'Nochri, there really is no such of a Asmachta concept by a guy. L'chein Gan Kishaloh Amar Me'achshav, therefore, according to the Ravid and these Achronim, even if you didn't say Me'achshav, Mikomakom Kishig, the Nochri is halachically considered the owner of it, even if you didn't say me'achshav at the time that the loan is due. And it's, again, the Mishnah said, you can rely upon this lenient opinion under extenuating circumstances. The Chozer, the Mishnah continues, is rak lenient lesser chometzim kvar over a Pesach. This is only if Pesach is already gone, and now this is the fact. But if it's before Pesach that the loan is due, and you want to rely upon this, you shouldn't. You have to be concerned with those opinions and say, no, you really own this chametz. And you shouldn't say, well, there are mekilim that said that I don't own the chametz. If it's before Pesach, you definitely should do something about it. Therefore, you should definitely give it over, a full-fledged bitul or a sale, or saying this is the payment of the loan, this chametz. Therefore, you get around any problems in that respect. Sivkon Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, if the time came, it's l'mafreya considered like it belongs to the Yakum. The Kosovo Achronim, Mishbur says, the Achronim hold, doha me'achshav mahane, that which they say in the word me'achshav helps, hainu davka kemo b'nidon didon, in our case, shovo mos v'chometzoy besoras mashko. That's in a case where you lent money from the guy and you used the chometz as a collateral to the guy. Ubaze amrinon, then we can say the me'achshav mahane, then the words me'achshav retrospectively help you to say that the guy owned it. The Ravadi nisratz l'haknos will be emes, because by saying that you own this me'achshav, that shows a real deal over here. Shari osel otova vilvo, because he lent you the money, and you're being kind to him and say, yeah, if I don't pay you back, don't you worry, you own this chametz from now. But if there wasn't a real loan over here, it's just a t'nai. For example, you told the guy, here's my chametz, and you say, if I don't do this favor for you or something for you before Pesach, then the chametz belongs to you, and you didn't fulfill the t'nai, so then even though you said, even though you use the terminology, this is yours from now, if I don't do this favor for you, then many posts would say that's not a real deal. It's an asmacht over here, and therefore it wouldn't count. Unless Elam Kane Hiknu Bevez Din Choshev, unless, as we pointed out from the Bir Halacha before, you did this in a Bez Din Choshev, and then it's not an Asmachta. That's what the Ramah was referring to. That's what the Prima Gadim was referring to earlier on in the Shir. In this situation, without doing an abeis and choshev, we say that just because you didn't fulfill your tnai, even though you said me'achshav, then the chometz still belongs to you. And you have to totally give it over to the guy, the matana gemura, if you want it not to be chometz shavu'ah l'pesach.
Miu, however, b'di'evit im avrol of a Pesach, if after the fact this now comes to the Rav's attention, so nirish ein lahachmir lesor chometz, then you don't have to make the chometz aser in this situation. Sivkot involved l'mafreya, we say that the chometz belong to the non-Jew from the time of Yud Beis in my example, kolim a Pesach, before Pesach, because mishum da'omar mi'achshav v'chanal, as we've already explained. However, the Magen Avraham is not clear over here. Below Amar Lo Meyachshav, the Osur Chometz Leolam, if you didn't say Meyachshav, is the Chometz Osur forever? Do you have to go buy it back from the guy and then burn it? The Imlo Kain Hari Mishane, because otherwise, then you're getting benefit from it. Shaparechov Liyakim, because now you're in prospective fashion paying off your debt with something that's also Banah, Bisuri Anah. And the Beis Meir he holds with the Beis Meir Ubisefer Mekor Chaim Hiskimu Lehetur. They say that you are allowed to Shari Eino Pareiachov Biyadayim, because you're not actually doing something with your hands. He already has it in his possession. You're just letting it stay there. Raku Nisha Biyad Akam Elav, and that is okay. Umash Eino Akam Tovo Bishulze. The Akam is not coming after you. He's happy. Hanodim Emelu Veletzlim Boy. You're only getting side benefit from that the Akam is not coming after you, and therefore Bidyevid we allow it. However, Omnam the Chometz Biad Yisrael, but if you have the Chometz in your possession, Vishibdo Lenochri, and it's a Meshubit to the Nochri, the Avril of Asa Pesach, the Yosu Banot, in that situation, as we've explained, the Chanal, Bezepshito, the Yosu Litno Liakim, you certainly can't give it to the Akim, the Zehanoa Mamashu, because then you're getting benefit from something which is at least also made the Rabbanim for you to get any benefit from. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yisrael Shilvel Eni Yudial Chometzo, the other way around, a Jew lent a guy money, and the guy is giving him the collateral that the guy has in his possession. So if the Jew took possession of that chometz and says retroactively, if the guy doesn't pay me the loan, this chometz is mine, and now and even if it's after Pesach and the loan is now due and the guy doesn't pay you back, even if you didn't have any achrayus for it, then you aren't allowed to get any benefit from it, because retroactively that chometz was yours during Pesach. The exact opposite case, it's your chametz retroactively. And avolo amar lo meyachshav, but if you didn't say the words meyachshav, the ein achriyusul of, and you didn't have any responsibility for it, then mutter, then it's not considered that it was yours, it's still considered the guy's. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin tells us, di lavochi, if it wasn't for the fact that it's in your hands, so lo nikla lo amashko, shari lo moshach, if you didn't make a kinyan meshicha, it's not yours, unless you made some other kinyan. Im lo shiknu li yisrael b'kinyan amol meyachshav, unless you made a kinyan and you said meyachshav. As we've already explained, it cannot be Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis. The Mishmur says it's Osir, because in this situation you own it and it's Chomet Shavala Sepesach. The Osir Banah, which is Midr Rabbanan, is Osir Midr Banah, Mishum D'Avra B'Vayirah, because as a Knas, if you're over by Rabbi Yimotze. You should know furthermore, the Mishmur says, V'da, the Mechaber Nokadina L'inyan Isra Chomet Shavala Achar Pesach. We're talking here about the Isra Chomet Shavala after Pesach. But the same thing would apply if we didn't call him a Pesach L'inyan Isra Bayar. You'd be over by Yirah at the same time. Shemuchu Yilavaro, you either have to go and burn it when you now take possession of it, or Limkar Chomet Zeb, Bizman HaMechiru, Kishar Chomet Shlo, or sell it before Pesach with all your other Chomets. The Shem will lo Yivda Akum, Kishigezman Shekavo, because maybe the Akum will not pay you back the loan, and therefore retroactively it will belong to you, so therefore sell it beforehand. And if you don't do this, you're over by Yirah. And he says this is further discussed in the Bir Halacha Ayin Sham. If the day passed and you didn't do the beer, and now and the Akim comes to go and redeem it, then then you can give him back his chametz, because now, in retrospect, since he paid you back the loan, it belongs totally to the Akim. He says over here, Yisrael minochvi, Yisrael minochvi, lo koni mashkon. The mashkon itself doesn't do it unless you say mi'achshav. And therefore, in both cases, it doesn't belong to the person unless they said mi'achshav. Same thing would apply if the loan was due before Pesach and he didn't pay you back. If he didn't say Miachshav, you still haven't collected on the collateral and it's not considered yours. Why? The Asmachta Lokanya. Again, the same concept of Asmachta Lokanya. But others disagree. The Ein's Asmachta, as we pointed out, some say there's no Asmachta by a guy. According to this is the Prima Gadim in the name of the Ramon from Choshen Mishpat, you'd have to do a beer or a sale on it before Pesach. And certainly before Pesach, you should be Choshish for this Shita. Many hold like this. But after Pesach, but after the fact, you could rely upon this, as we've already explained in Chanal B'Sif Aleph. Sivkot Yud, you have no achrayis, the achriyoso love. If you had achrayis, belav achriyoso, then it would be also. As we explained, the logarim, mimo yochomi shalakum, it's love. If you call them yalmo viachrayis, the overall love, kadel simon top them, as we've explained previously. Finally, Sivkot Yud Aleph, afilu mnir mi das anoch, shadatul ishko biyod, even if he intends to keep it, afilu hochi, in overall love, kozman shalom, mchor alo beferish, unless you sold it to him specifically. Chose bimo yomashkum, in yisol anochri, avi yisol amashkim, yad yisol chaver, if you do this with another yid, afilu believe me achshav, nami kona amalva over a love, then he is over. because the Yisrael is considered to have acquired the mashkon, and this is discussed elsewhere. Both might be over because the chometz is there. With this, we conclude today's shiur.